Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host, Steve Bogetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Hey, Bark Radio listeners. Well, another dark, cold, nasty day in the United States in the middle of winter. But you know what? We had a 60-degree day here this week.
We did. It was really nice.
The rest of our country, I'm afraid, is under snow right now, and we're so sorry about that. So we hope you're keeping all your doggies safe in the house with you. Play games in the house. The dogs are going to go stir crazy, but that's neither here nor there. At any rate, what do we got on the agenda?
We got a list of different interesting things. We got some celebrity stuff and some recall stuff. I know. There's good and bad everywhere today.
Yeah, man. So what's the celebrity thing?
Well, I saw an email that came out today through one of the groups I belong to. Shaquille O'Neal just got a pit bull.
Really?
Yeah. And they were promoting it because he was a celebrity. But the dog's name Shamrock. They, of course, didn't have a picture of the dog, but they had Shaquille and his girlfriend. Like, that's relevant, but...
So not.
I want to see the dog.
Is Shamrock a puppy or an adult?
It's a puppy, but it's a, young adult. It's middle-aged, around 6 months.
Okay.
So, that's all I know about it. It was a real brief article, and they talked more about him and his girlfriend and the Celtics and basketball, and I don't care about the dog.
Hopefully we'll hear more about Shamrock, and I hope he has a good trainer attached so he can do right by that pup.
I would think that Shaquille could afford a trainer.
It's just thinking to do it before the pup has decided he's going to be a puppy and, like, eats his big shoes or something.
Jeez, that'd be a shoe to eat. Holy crap.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, though. I'm glad he got a pity. That's great, man. Yeah. okay, so... recalls?
Recalls, dog food.
Ew, again.
Seems like it's still, but yeah, it's again.
This time it was Merrick, and it's another salmonella thing, you know? And it's one of their, let's see, it's called a recall for Junior Texas Taffy Pet Treats. Yikes. We will put up on our website the link to Merrick's site so you can see what the recall numbers are, because you don't want to put any of this in your dogs.
Right. The salmonella piece of it, not only not good for the dogs, but it's transferable to you as well as you handle it.
Well, and here's what's really interesting to me. Merrick's site, under their news and info tab, lists their own recalls over the last while, and wow, there was one last year in August, two in August, one in July and another in January, and a lot of this is salmonella, and so, you know, I think the point of all this, and we're going to talk about some other recalls last year, the point is to be wary, you guys, and keep up on the internet or on the news or wherever, because just because you've been using a product for years, whether it's dog food or dog treats, doesn't mean that something can't go awry with that food for your critter, dogs and cats. So just beware, and I'm just going to run through briefly some of the other recalls in 2010, so you'll know that's kind of sadly across the board to a great degree with manufacturers of products for dogs. So in December of 2010, Kroger did a dog food recall. In November 2010, Surrey Meatpackers in Canada, so it's not just a U.S. problem, did a recall on one of their frozen beef pet products. Blue Buffalo.
Which I'm surprised, Blue Buffalo, because they're pretty premium quality
product. They're
known
to be, you know, really good manufacturer. And interesting, theirs was possible excessive levels of vitamin D. You know, somebody just go oops and dump some into...
That may be exactly what happened. They spilled a little too much and they didn't want anybody getting hurt. I've seen that happen too with some of the cat foods.
Really?
Where they've had excessive zinc in it and they've recalled it.
Wow. So that was that one wasn't horrible bad. The salmonella ones really make me crazy. And I just got help with on my laptop by Surrey, the cattle dog, who's just licked my keyboard. Thank you, Surrey. You cleaned it for me. Good girl. Some more, Terry. Are you down there on that site?
I am. I'm looking at it. There's a thread throughout the last couple of years looking at different types of rawhide or pig's ears or hooves. Seems to be a reoccurring theme with certain brands. Merrick again is up there several times, but so, you know, use caution, use common sense on that stuff. I mean, not just this, when you're looking at it, remember where it's processed.
Right. Remember to look, when you buy treats especially, look, don't just look at the front of the package, because a lot of these manufacturers have decided, let's make it look like it's produced in the U.S. We'll put an American flag on the front of the packaging. Yeah. Then you flip it over, and it says made in China.
Right.
And we're going to keep saying this. Don't buy a product to put in your dog or your cat or any other critter or yourselves that's manufactured in China. Their regulations don't exist. You know, we don't know what's going in that stuff.
Right. Well, a good example, and I think probably people still fresh in their mind from a year or so, actually maybe 2 years now, with the toy industry and letting the kids paint.
Mm-hmm.
And the toys.
Kids' toys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there were regulations around that, but that didn't matter.
Right.
So.
Stuff happens. So one of the things that I believe is it would be wonderful if we could, all of us as consumers, using our money, encourage the manufacture of products and food for our animals that are made in the U.S. or in Canada. Why not keep it on shore? And why not encourage maybe the smaller manufacturers who are trying to do a really good job and provide healthy stuff for our critters, why not, you know, encourage them by spending money by buying their products?
Right. And you can get American beef hide processed in America. You can get it online at usbones.com. You can get it at Target. Some of theirs, you have to read the label, but some of theirs is actually made in the U.S., processed in the U.S. One of the other tricky things I've seen done at some of the big pet stores, mm-hmm. is the label will say 100% American beef hide,
mm-hmm.
but it's processed in Brazil or Mexico or wherever.
Right.
So they're shipping the hides down, which that makes no sense to ship cow hides for processing to bring it back. That
no.
can't be cheaper. I don't care what they say. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it makes absolutely no sense. So we don't know what's happening to them after they cross the border.
Right, and depending on where they're coming from, certain countries use radiation to treat it. They microwave it.
And some of them use formaldehyde.
Yep, for tanning.
In the process. Mm-hmm.
So be aware.
Yeah, please just be careful what you put in your dogs and your cats. It's hard enough to keep them healthy. We don't need poison going into them.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right, now what?
Our good friends at the Richmond SPCA had posted a new thing for House Bill 2063.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you remember, well, maybe we didn't talk about that. There was House Bill 1716, which was the domestic violence protection for pets.
Did
we talk about that?
I don't know that we did, but I am aware of it because of working within the domestic violence community. What's going on with it?
Well, 1716 actually got pulled.
Okay.
But what has happened is 2063 includes that and more.
Really?
Yeah. So it's back in there. They're asking, Richmond SPCA is asking Virginia people to write and call the House of Representatives and get support for this, get it passed, because it provides protection for the folks who have pets that are in a violent situation.
Well, man, that's fabulous. I had not seen that. We'll definitely put a link up and encourage folks to call in or write in. We've done some volunteer work within the domestic violence community, and pets, it's a big deal, because someone who is violent will threaten other people in the household that they're going to kill their dog or kill their cat if they leave them. For example, and they need protection, just
right.
like the people who are being abused.
Right.
So that's great.
Actually, they have a friend of ours, Sarah Babcock, who is from the Richmond SPCA, was at the House to speak on behalf of 1716 on Wednesday before it ended up getting tabled.
Mm.
And then so immediately following was the 2063, which included it. So I think that's funny. I'm sure she'll be back there again to speak.
That's great, man. Go, Sarah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's an awesome bill. I want to read the details, and we'll share it with our listeners.
Yes, I've got the link up somewhere. I don't know what I did with it, but
yeah, we'll find
it's in my pile of papers.
And we'll find it and remove it from the pile of papers and put it on our website. Way cool. All right. What else we got, Terry?
Here it is. This one's kind of interesting. Vicki found this, and I haven't really followed up too much on it, but for those of us old enough to remember Laverne and Shirley.
Yes.
Cindy Williams played Shirley, and she's doing a lot of stage work now, and she's also a big animal advocate.
Ooh, and so what's she up to?
Well, they're doing a play called Sylvia, and what they're doing is each night they're taking a dog from the shelter, and as part of the play, there's a pleading of the case of the dog, and that dog from the shelter is the one they're pleading the case for.
Wow.
And it's actually started to really make an effect, and one gentleman's quoted in the article as saying that he ended up seeing the play and adopting the dog the following day because he was so touched.
How cool is that?
That's pretty cool.
We love that kind of news article, and if we can, we're going to try and talk to Cindy. How fun would that be?
That'd be cool. She's I don't know how to get a hold of her.
But. We don't. If anybody knows, let us know. But, she's a great comedic actress, but that she's doing this wonderful thing for dogs is fabulous.
Yeah, I think it'd be fun. It'd be a cool interview, and we'll see. Well, I'll contact her PR person, and maybe we'll get it.
Yeah, that'd be way cool.
Yeah.
All right, you guys.
That's a good one.
Bye.
Bye.